Round two, general discussion. Who would like to start off some general discussion?
Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Smith.
I just wanted to put forward, it was my pleasure yesterday to join the director and deputy director at Region 4 and one of the directors' meet and greet around the state. It was a great turnout, and also we swore in a new officer, which was quite a nice event. And I think it all went very well, and everybody was pleased to meet the director and the deputy director again. So good time, good event.
Very good. Anyone else?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Keeney.
Commissioner Keeney.
I was able to attend two sessions of the grizzly bear scoping process meetings that occurred here in Okanagan County, one up in Winthrop and one in Okanagan. And having been to several meetings on wolves over the years, I was a little bit worried how these would go, but I just wanted to say I thought they went really, really well. Of course, these were U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Park Service held meetings. The Department of Wildlife was there just as, you know, what they're supposed to be doing according to the law, which is, you know, advise, discuss, and talk about grizzly bear recovery with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Everyone, or at least most people, know that the Department of Wildlife cannot be involved in any translocation of grizzly bears into the state. But I guess I wanted to highlight that the meetings were done in a way that I think maybe we should take note as an organization that there was excellently, just they're just being done very excellent. They're done as a kind of an informational session, but also taking written comments. There's no chairs. The stations are set up around the room, and so people can come in. Everyone has a chance to learn, go to different stations where there'd be someone to talk to them about whether it was habitat or the law or scoping process. Really, it was very, very well done, and there wasn't an ability for anyone to take over the meeting or grandstand and, you know, get up on a soapbox. So some people may not have liked it, but I thought it was a really well done set of meetings. I know they're going on the rest of this week, I think. Just want to let people know that those happened.
Thank you, Commissioner Keeney. Any other discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Vice Chair. Jim.
Yes, Director.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt if the commissioner's Wecker has a point, but I just wanted to let you know what I've been up to the last week or so. But I can yield to the commissioner if you pipe in,
thank you.
And I'll finish up. How about that?
Actually, I was just going to invite you to share with us some of your experiences in your first month in office, and maybe check in about the legislative session that's going on.
Okay, yeah, that, well, as Commissioner Smith indicated, we were at Mill Creek yesterday, I guess, and that was the final commissioner, the final regional visit for me. I've been all over the state, and I think we ought to give Joe Storer a citation for having to listen to my spiel six times. I'm sure that wasn't all that fun, but he held in there and was value added in all the meetings, so that was a good thing. Just generally, people seemed in pretty good cheer, had some excellent questions. I spent time talking about myself and then a little bit about what I've perceived as the new challenges and definitely some on the legislative session so far. And so on that item, I've been up to the State House numerous times, meeting lots of senators and representatives. I've been to one governor's breakfast where the resource committees were present, and I'll let you know that Ann Larson has prepared me well. I knew everybody around the table, and so I think I have now sat down and spent, 15 minutes to a half hour with all of those folks since I arrived. So had some great discussions about a variety of things. You, I think, are all aware of what's on there. main radar. Of course, we visited about wolves. We visited about land acquisitions. We've talked about our fee increase. And I think generally we're doing okay, is how I would describe it, up at the State House. Our fee bills, the commercial fee bill and the recreational fee bills have moved. We've made folks aware that we would need to supplement the recreational side of that with some additions if the governor's budget moves forward with some change in employee compensation language. So right now, I think people are feeling generally optimistic. Okay is, I guess, how I would describe it. Certainly, we're not throwing any parties yet. So I guess that's kind of the main topic from the State House. Oh, yes, I am meeting with Senator Pearson's committee next Thursday. I haven't really been given a heads up exactly on what they want, but I would expect maybe more of on some of those topics. As you recall, Senator Pearson did have a hearing early on with some ex-enforcement employees. We were not asked to speak at that meeting. I did talk about that a bit with Senator Pearson, but I haven't heard any more about that since. It is something that we're continuing to work on, and I can provide an update on that item. I guess probably would be most appropriate for executive session at the next commission meeting. Excuse me. Other than that, been very busy. Lots of folks here in the office. And we've kicked off the North of Falcon discussions this year, or this week. I met with the Fish Commission, the Indian Northwest Indian Fish Commission on three occasions, I guess. But we met earlier this week on Tuesday. It wasn't a North of Falcon discussion, but it was an opportunity for them to air their some of their disappointment on our settlement of the wild fish steelhead hatchery business last year. They felt that they weren't adequately consulted, and they felt like we had violated some of the tenets of our agreements on co-management. I think we've put that to bed to some degree. We're going to move forward with our attorneys talking about a process where, under litigation situations, we could keep people, each other, better informed on our progress on those kinds of settlements. So that's coming down the pike. Then the next day, actually, North of Falcon got off the ground, and I guess a couple of the commissioners were there, and they may speak better than I to what occurred in the morning, at least, on that process. So with that, I guess I'll answer any questions if you have anything.
Yeah, Director, and also this follows up on your last point, again, Commissioner Smith. But I had an email from JT last night, and she wanted to chat with me this morning, and sometime today, and one of the questions was just an open-ended question: how is North of Falcon going? So if either my fellow commissioners or you, Director, could just give me a few words right now, in a nutshell, that I could pass on to her, again, and how you think it's going.
Well, I think it's so early, it's a bit hard to tell, and maybe Commissioner Carpenter could give us his perspective on the first day. I do know that folks are, beginning to air their differences and throw out some of their areas of concern. We have our staff ready to engage, and I don't believe Pat was there the first day, but he should be engaging as of next week. I think he was on vacation. I guess I could call JT if you would like. I've met with her two or three times recently, but what I would report is we've just started.
Okay, and that's what I was going to. It was one of about four things he wanted to talk to me about, and it was an add-on, so I can handle it. I was going to reiterate just what you said, that we're just beginning, but I just wanted to know if there were any, you know, subtle nuances that I should or shouldn't pass on.
Okay, we are going to meet with the governor's office, I believe, Monday to talk a little bit about tribal hunting. And some of their proposals. Also next week, I'm going to meet with JT and our wildlife staff to discuss sage grouse and some of the issues coming down there with that potential list.
So. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Mencken.
I'm sure you were going to talk about it, but let me just weigh in. I was at the North of Falcon meeting. And in fact, Pat was there, Mr. Director. So,
okay.
But it started out with what Commissioner Carpenter called an eye poke. And the first thing that we were told by the tribes was they would not allow any observers in the closed meetings. And this has been pretty much a tradition in the past where we bring in selected constituents to sit in on the government-to-government discussions. And so we were told that the tribes did not like that process, that too much of the information had gotten out to the press, and they were not interested in continuing it. This will certainly not sit well with our recreational and commercial fisheries people, and it does not sit well with me either.
This is Commissioner Carpenter. I might add a little bit to that. The meeting was Wednesday at Muckleshoot, and it was a co-managers meeting by title, and it started off as Commissioner Mencken said, with an eye poke, and the way it works. Well, just to give you a little bit of history for those of you that don't know, both Commissioner Kehoe and myself were observers in the government-to-government state-tribal meetings for a number of years. I probably was in there for 15 years. I could articulate, and I chose not to talk at that meeting. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to understand people better, to much better understand what their needs are, what their requests are, and to build relationships with people. I've built good relationships with a lot of tribal folks and their staff. And now because of, one individual from one tribe stands up and says no, no is the outcome. That's the tribes will never, unless they speak unanimously, they don't speak at all. So it was a bit of a rocky start, I think. And then, of course, the first cut at trying to get a joint model run, meaning state and tribal joint model run, there was not agreement reached on that at all. So that frankly sets us back a couple of weeks. There won't be another model run even considered now until sometime March 16, 17, if we can come to agreement there with the state and tribes to make a model run. So things are mired down in minutia. It's almost always that way. It's unfortunate. The state put forward their initial proposal back in Portland at PSC about 3 weeks ago, handed that to the tribes in the spirit of getting things out early on to try and move the process along. And unfortunately, that hasn't got any traction. So I hope cooler minds prevail here. I'm going to have a call with Jim Scott here at 10:30 about this and some other issues. And I'm a little concerned about the progress being made, and this type of event so far has not, nobody in the public knows about it because it's not been shared with anybody. But once we go into the meetings in 15, 16, 17, and 18 of March, it'll pretty much be all on the table, and it's going to be hard to keep it under wraps. So I hope that cooler heads can prevail here in the near future.
Okay, well, thank you. For all, I'll put that in this, in a few words when I do chat with JT.
Yeah, I don't know how to tell you to couch it, Brad. It's
I read it. Yeah, so I
Does anyone have any other items for discussion today? Hearing none,
well,
it's now...
Before we adjourn, I did want to remember to ask Deputy Director Storr to explain once again the impact of the collective bargaining agreement on our budget, because I think that there was a lack of clarity about that among commissioners.
Sure, Commissioner Wecker, I'd be happy to. You know, as we put together the original language for the statute or the proposed statute change to our fees, we were looking at things like the Mitchell Act drop, other needs that we had identified last summer, and that led to the proposal that had a $1 combination fishing license, $2 other fishing license, and $5 out-of-state proposed increases that we, you know, met with the rec community. And in addition, the commercial, on the commercial side, essentially we started off suggesting we double the cost of all commercial licenses. So in total, between those rec increases and commercial increases, we would generate about $6.3 million. And that's the proposal that we aired to stakeholders, sent forward to the governor's office, and that was actually included in the governor's budget. What was also included in the governor's budget were some additional cost increases. Most of them related to personnel, things like pension and health care increases. The largest, though, was probably the collective bargaining agreements, which were agreement was reached with the various unions across the state in October. And so the total new need on top of the 6.3, an additional need was identified of around $7 plus million. Four of that seven related just to the collective bargaining agreements. And we have spent some time with both the commercial and the rec sector talking about these additional increases that we saw in the middle of December. And we spent a lot of time with Senator Pearson and Senator Hargrove and others talking about this need. Nobody's sure what's going to happen when the governor's budget goes before the House and the Senate. And we have at least a verbal agreement from Senator Pearson to help us with an increase, should that be necessary. The amount of money that we're talking about in terms of an increase would probably not be the entire $7 million that the governor's budget introduced, but maybe more along the lines of $5 million. So if this all works out, we would have something like a $3, $5, and $8 increase for those three license categories instead of the $1, $2, and $5. And the that would raise the about $5 million additional dollars for a total of around 11.5, roughly 11.3, if all of that works out. So you think, you know, if that was to occur, we'd be in decent shape, and we might even be looking for other opportunities for revenue for the supplemental budget discussion. I'm not talking about another fee increase, probably, but, you know, looking at other ways to manage the couple million that we would still be short.
Thanks.
Did that help?
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Are there any other discussion items this morning? Okay, well, hearing none, it is now 9:04, and I will adjourn the State Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting, and everyone have a lovely weekend. It's going to be nice out.